Introduction. Employees often feel that OKRs are just another top-down directive. Objectives seem unrealistic, key results go unmet, and teams quietly disengage or even game the system. The real issue isn't the framework. It's oftentimes the absence of visible CEO participation and CEO OKRs. When employees don't see leadership using OKRs, they view it as just a token exercise. And once that perception sets in, it's difficult to gain back the trust. This is why CEO OKRs are the strong predictor of whether OKRs become a valuable part of the culture or a short-lived management experiment. Leading by example sets the tone. When CEOs model OKRs, they create the conditions for OKR acceptance. Publishing measurable executive OKRs signals seriousness, transparency, and commitment. Larry Page wrote his own OKRs every quarter. That wasn't a pretentious activity. It was leadership modeling. It told the entire company, "This matters. I'm doing it too." Ben Lamort puts it plainly, "An OKRs program will have almost no chance of success without executive support." This isn't theory. It's culture. And culture is shaped by what leaders do, not what they announce. The CEO's OKR wins are contagious. Participation isn't enough. CEOs must demonstrate results. When leadership hits their strategic OKRs, it legitimizes the system and accelerates OKR adoption across the company. A simple truth. If CEOs can't complete their own OKRs, why should anyone else? This applies across the C-suite. OKR is all about strategy and planning, something leadership is supposed to excel in. If executives treat OKRs as something for the teams, they destroy the management culture OKR is trying to improve. CEO mission and vision statements anchor OKRs. Before OKRs can drive results, the organization must know where it's headed. That clarity begins with the mission and vision statements. They are the CEO's directional beacons, shaping priorities and giving every OKR in the organization its context and purpose. In essence, the mission and vision are the organization's longest horizon OKRs, and every quarterly OKR, every team OKR, and every key result should feel connected to them. This is the starting point for OKR alignment. If CEOs have time for OKRs, everyone has time. CEOs juggle global travel, board meetings, investor demands, and constant firefighting. They are the busiest people in the company, and when the CEO still commits to OKRs with discipline and consistency, the message is unmistakable. If the CEO can do it, everyone can. No excuses. Conclusion. CEO-modeled OKRs drive alignment and execution. OKRs reflect leadership culture. When CEOs model OKRs, they create organizational clarity, alignment, and execution. When they don't, OKRs collapse into bureaucracy. Without visible CEO OKRs, the system becomes symbolic. With visible CEO OKRs, the system becomes legitimate. When CEOs roll up their sleeves and show how OKRs work, they transform OKRs from a management tool into a company-wide operating system.